Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roberto Pena. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bernie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Magnuson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Magnuson. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnuson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Berry steals second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Magnuson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magnuson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. May moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. May scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Magnussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magnussen is 0 for 1 in the game. Magnussen hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive to right field. Savage throws towards third. Harper fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harper. Melton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Max Alvis now playing third base. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Savage moves to second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Magnuson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magnuson is 0 for 2 in the game. Magnuson hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Danny Murphy now pitching. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Bruce Brubaker now pitching. Roberto Peña now playing shortstop. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May pinch hits for Danny Walton. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 3 in the game. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Bob Berta pinch hits for Bernie Smith. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is hit by the pitch. Pena moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing center field. Bob Burden now playing right field. Ted Savage now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Bruce Brubaker. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.